Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike out today. We'll return tomorrow. We'll be here at a Chickies and Pete's, so it is just Spike and Jack, your worst nightmare.
Don't change that dial.
Yeah, come on. Joining us now, GOAT level, that is Paul Jolovich. Jolly joins us. He has kept his top 11 completely secret, not online. Didn't submit. I don't know what the top 11 is. Jolly, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. The accounting firm of Amy and Amy is the only person who has seen this.
Nice.
Your wife.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, we'll hear it now.
Yeah. We're going to hear it now.
Yep.
So before we get to it, I guess your thoughts on the debate, the debates in general that have happened all week on WIP about the top 11. Have you enjoyed them? Have you
taken? Yeah. Oh, I mean, okay. The great thing about this is our business is all about opinions. There's no facts. And so-and-so's not better than so-and-so. If you think they are, and opinions, I mean, it's a slow month, June, obviously, not a lot going on, and everybody's got this guy's better than that guy. It's classic. It's absolutely tremendous radio and a lot of fun.
Now, okay. I'm very curious, like, because you are a big win guy.
Yep.
You're a big championship.
Only stat that matters.
That only stat that matters.
Not I mean, the number. You said before, I'm not saying numbers don't matter.
I know. I'm just having fun.
Yeah.
So, like, what was your criteria, I guess, for filling out your top 11 list?
And
that's
just
a great question.
Just for context, like, Ike said he took the last year mostly into account. I said like 75% resume, 25% the last year. So what did you, what was like overall your criteria on this list?
Well, two criteria. First of all, tell Ike, you cannot, and I think this was not just Ike, you can't say the offensive line. You can't cop out. That's
it's
not
our
an
list.
Athlete.
It's our
ridiculous.
List. It's our list.
All right. But yeah. Anyway, I love Ike.
Elliot did that too.
Yeah, I sort of cheated and did it too. I mean, I said Lane Johnson as a representation of the offensive line. But in any case,
I got two Eagles offensive linemen on, but more last year. I made one exception, which you guys will hear right away.
Okay.
Gave him a kind of a career mulligan. You obviously know who that is at 11.
Yep.
But
Harper.
No.
I know.
But, you know, it's just more last year. It's just a feel thing for me.
Okay.
I don't go 75-25, just. How does this guy feel right now in the pantheon of Philadelphia sports, but a little bit more last year than resume?
Okay.
So
sort of just a gut check. What's your gut? I always say that about Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame to me is less about numbers, more about is that guy a Hall of Famer, is
exactly
he not
right.
A Hall of Famer? All right. Here it is, Jolly's top 11 list. We may ask you, like, interrupt as you're going.
Whenever you want.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Number 11, got to put him in there somewhere just because. Joel Embiid.
Mm-hmm.
Can't define him. Don't know what's going to happen. Kind of question everything around him, but he's got to be there to me.
Yeah, he was 10 on the overall list,
yep.
On the listener and staff voting list. It is Ike did not put Embiid on his list, which I thought...
But again, it was just the last year.
Well, sort of.
Sort of.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a lot of people are saying, or assuming he's done, which I understand.
Yeah.
But... possible he's not. So, and he is his level, your point, I mean, his level of play thus far when he does play has been pretty outstanding.
Well, you and I agree on one thing completely. I've heard you say on the radio many times, so have I. If somehow they get a year that he's healthy for the playoffs and able to do it, they have to take that chance because they're not going to get anything. They're going to get 5 cents on the dollar for him.
Sure.
So you sort of have to take that chance and the fans have to kind of just swallow hard and
whoa.
Rock and roll with it.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Number 10.
Number 10, this guy should be higher, I admit it. So many good athletes in the city. I love him. Jordan Mailata.
Nice.
Okay.
He probably is good enough to be higher. If he plays at this level for a couple more years, he definitely will be higher.
Yeah, I think he's a product of just having an unbelievable Eagles team. Like, I think if the Eagles didn't have as many good players as they had, he's probably
higher. Like,
now, Stoutland could be on this list, right?
Yeah, for doing coaches.
It's athletes.
That's athletes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we could do next year, we could do a list of non-athletes.
Hey, we got a long summer.
Yes.
We could mix something else in.
Yep.
All right, number nine, Bryce Harper.
Nice.
Whoa.
He hadn't done anything in the last couple of years. Not much. I mean, he is who he is. He's more a name than a game right now. I'm more into game than name. And he's, you know, not the injury this year, but having a rough year. Didn't do a whole lot last year. He's just not what he was. Could he be again? Absolutely. But right now, at this snapshot of time, no.
So, I don't know that you did a list last year. Where do you think he would have been last year?
Oh, real high. Like top three.
Okay. And he falls. So he was voted one last
year. He was voted one last year.
Embiid was two. That's a pretty, for Embiid to go from 2 to 11, I get. Bryce going from 1 to 9 feels a little low to me.
Good.
For Bryce. Okay. All right.
Yep. All right. Number 8, Jalen Carter.
Ooh. Really? See, why? I'm surprised he's so low on a lot of people's list.
8th is, when you look at the athletes in the city, and
sure.
He is, I mean, he's going to be maybe Aaron Donald. That's a lot to ask. But I think he's a guy on the way up the elevator. I mean, I thought about guys like Matvei Michkov. They're rookies. They haven't done anything yet. You know they're going to be great. Carter's at a much higher level than that. I just don't think he is what he's going to be yet. Potential is what you haven't done yet, and he's great, and he's going to get better. So I put him 8th.
All right. Yep. That's interesting.
All right.
Number 7, Kyle Schwarber.
Nice.
A power source in a city and a power ballpark that they have no other power source other than Harper. Castellanos might be the most overrated player in this city. I just don't get the Nick Castellanos thing. Kyle Schwarber is the best player on this team right now. And he's had a rough, I know June hasn't been.
I think he's 5 for his last 44.
Yeah. He's normally
which is
Mr.
a second
June.
Second like streak mm-hmm. in June, by the way.
Yep.
Well, let me ask you this. So I did not have Schwarber on my list.
Okay.
I did have Trey on my list. My problem with Schwarber, it's not a problem. I think he's a great player. He doesn't play half the game. Like, he doesn't play in the field. And I think it's hard when you're talking about guys that play everything, comparing him, and I know that Trey Turner is not a good fielder, but the fact that he plays the field is of value, you know? Like, I'm surprised that, I would think that you would have dinged Schwarber a little bit for not playing the field.
It's a fair point. I had Trey and Devontae just missed my list.
Okay.
Are you, because I know you were not the biggest Trey guy. Are you coming around to Trey
No, I never disliked Trey, Jack. I disliked the signing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Trey was a great player for a lot of years. I just didn't think they needed to spend $300 million on a shortstop and clog their financial lines up. And they have, and I don't dislike Trey. I dislike Trey's signing.
That's
Paul
fine.
Paul George,
yeah.
I dislike the whole thing.
Right. Just
the signing.
Well, at least with Trey, he's clearly been the best shortstop of that class.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Bogarts has been terrible, moves him off that position. Dansby's been all right, and Correa's been banged up.
But you got a guy like Perdomo, who they got for a bag of leaves, pretty good right now. Mm-hmm. You don't have to spend at every position. It's an important lesson, I think, for any team. Don't star hunt, game hunt.
Okay.
All right.
Are Schwarber 7?
Yep.
Okay.
Number 6 is a guy who, if you don't have him on your list, you're insane. Zach Bond.
Yes. Now, he did not make the final list.
Saquon Barkley's on this list, how can Zach Bond not be?
That was my point. And by the way, we'll reveal the staff list and the listener list separately mm-hmm. tomorrow. The full list is 50-50. I don't think he made either. I don't think he made the staff list. Now, there were staff that voted for him,
yep.
And the three of us all had Zach Bond on our list. It's psychotic to me.
Guys, I'm not saying that I ever played in the NFL or I played football at a high level because I didn't. But you have to understand how hard what Zach Bond does is. He's asking a new defensive coordinator to run the defense, to call the signals, to play off the ball, on the ball. He was a nobody. He got recognized as first-team All-Pro, so a lot of people recognized him real quickly. I don't think that defense is half what they were last year. Without Zach Bond, he did everything. Clutch. He might be too low on this list for me.
Well, and the Eagles changed their 25-year-long policy of paying linebackers.
Yep.
That's how good he was.
Good Zach Bond was.
And Fangio said last year, he said, this isn't a special team guy. I think he's an every down guy. And he hit, obviously, bullseye on that.
Maybe
one.
It's because he was I wonder if it's because he was a 1 year guy that there's a third round pick. Like Saquon, people just were like, all right, he finally lived up to the hype.
Yeah. I think if Bon was more vocal off the field, if he was more of a personality off the field, then we would have... Because it's not a position where... I just think, even the whole offseason, we haven't heard... We've heard plenty about Cooper. We've heard plenty about Saquon. We've heard plenty about Jalen doing this, that, and the other. Zach Bon just sort of like disappeared. And I think even during the season, I don't even remember one Zach Bon quote.
Well, let's just
that
be honest
resonated.
About it. Personality sells in this city.
Sure.
And it always will. But this is a list of the best athletes.
I agree.
Not the best entertainers. So,
I agree.
Zach Bon actually is a pleasant guy to talk to. He's wonderful. He just doesn't come out and say, we're going to kill this team or so-and-so sucks or whatever. Just not that guy. All right, number five, A.J. Brown.
Interesting. Right. Why? It's kind of low.
Low?
It's kind of low.
Well,
he's
the top four guys. Hard to put him any of the top
he was,
four.
He's five on the list. He's five on the main list. I had him three.
Okay.
Great. Yeah. I think Devontae, I heard you guys talking about this week. Devontae, to me, is the number one receiver, who's the number two on the team he plays for. I think Devontae could do almost what A.J. does. Not quite, because A.J. is a better player.
But and he's a physical specimen.
He's a physical specimen. That's it. He gets the 50-50 ball. So he's number five on my list.
Okay.
Number four, Zach, don't hit me. It could be a little low for you. Zach Wheeler.
Oh, come on. Jeez. Why?
Because he's number four, because the other three have done more than he has.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
He's not the best pitcher in baseball, first of all. Let's stop with that.
But he's one of the four best pitchers in baseball.
He is one of the four best pitchers in baseball, absolutely.
Okay.
Hasn't won a championship, which is not his fault by any means.
He's a playoff performer.
He's a tremendous player. There's just other tremendous players in this city.
Let me ask you this. Is there anybody on this list who is better at what they do, resume and currently, than Zach Wheeler is at what he does?
Yep. He's my number two.
Okay.
Okay, who's your number three?
My number three is Jalen Hurts.
As long as he's not
the most underappreciated guy. Listen, there's two ways.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Underappreciated.
Are you kidding me?
Not by the people that like him, by the people that don't. Like Joe DeCamera, who I love, not putting him in there, just classical insanity. Mm-hmm. How do you not put... All the guy does is contribute to winning. He's not a guy at a tryout camp that people would ooh and ah and go, look at that guy. He doesn't care about stats. He doesn't say two words. He just contributes to winning. He's very tough to prepare for. He runs. He throws. He does the whole tush push thing, which is...
He wins. I don't believe he doesn't care about stats.
I'm sure he cares at some level.
Only thing, and it's fine that you have him three.
At every level he's played for, everywhere.
He also got benched and left when he got benched
For a guy that was perceived to be better, who I don't think is.
All right, here's my only point. Is that when a guy doesn't talk, sometimes we assign what we believe his personality to be. The idea that he doesn't care about stats. You think he didn't care that he wasn't thrown for touchdowns last year? You really think he didn't care? Like, now, it didn't change the team, but I think Jalen Hurts cares about stats. He's a football player.
I think everybody that's a human being cares how they do.
Okay.
But I think he cares about it a lot less than most people. If you said to him, throw for 400 yards a game, and we'll take our chances. We'll throw for 200 yards a game. We're going to win a Super Bowl. He's taking the 200 yards. He's making $50 million a year, so he's been recognized financially.
Okay. Here's my question. Here's my question.
Yep.
Now, I know the Super Bowl weighs heavily, and I totally understand that.
MVP, I mean.
I know. Had they not won the Super Bowl, like just evaluating the player, where would he have been on your list?
That's a great question. I don't know. I mean, not thinking about it. 4 or 5, he wouldn't be that much lower.
Really?
I just love the way he plays.
4-14-30. Let's say Jalen Carter doesn't get to Matt Stafford. and they lose that game.
Uh-huh.
He took 7 sacks.
Jalen Hurts is 4?
Yeah, probably.
Mm. Okay. All right.
All right.
All right.
I mean,
your list.
That was a hell of a play by Jalen Carter.
It was
generational, obviously. This Philly special of 2024. Number 2 is the best player in Philadelphia. I don't know why I didn't remember 1. Because he's the best athlete, the best player, the best everything. Lane Johnson.
Number 2. Yep. I had Lane number 2 as well.
It's not sexy. He's a right tackle, not a skill position guy. He's not the left tackle. All he is arguably the greatest right tackle in the history of the game from people that know, not me.
I said it the other day. Ike scoffed at me.
Yeah.
A lot of people say that.
I know.
Yeah.
Like you said on the
way
in.
We know ball.
Nobody watches offensive line when they watch a game. And even if you do, the camera's not on him all the time.
Sure. You just know when he screws up. And he never screws up.
Yeah, they're like umpires. You only know about it when something goes wrong.
I don't know. When's the last time he allowed a sack? I mean,
I think he allowed 1 this year.
1?
Yeah.
There was a streak before that where it was like 4 years.
Yeah.
Right. And that's never tripping, never whatever. It's incredible.
Yeah. And this lateness, he's already a guaranteed Hall of Famer, and it doesn't seem like he's slipped at all. You know? Yeah. So,
he's a freak athlete, too. Yeah. You watch him work out, and he's a nice guy. It doesn't matter for this list, but I think he's very underappreciated, although he's very appreciated by fans. That's how good he is. And number 1, Luis Aguayo.
When he tweeted me that, I didn't know who that was, by the way.
You don't know who Luis Aguayo is?
No.
Utility infielder in the 90s, remember?
Ah, yes, I do remember him.
That's an old
The Vinny Bumbats of 20 years ago.
Okay.
So Saquon Barkley.
I mean, what he did is, I mean, it speaks for itself.
All right, can we recap?
Yes, sir.
11-1, go ahead.
11, Joel Embiid. 10, Jordan Mailata. 9, Bryce Harper. 8, Jalen Carter. 7, Kyle Schwarber. 6, Zach Bond. 5, A.J. Brown. 4, Zach Wheeler. 3, Jalen Hurts. 2, Lane Johnson. 1, Saquon Barkley.
The only screw-up, I think, is Zach Wheeler.
Per year, I think that's the one that me and you have been the most offended by all week.
Yes. Yeah. We've got Elliot. Speaking of Elliot had Quinion Mitchell over Zach Wheeler, just so...
I don't see how you put Quinion Mitchell or Cooper DeJean on this list. They're rookies. Cooper DeJean had 1 unbelievable play. That doesn't make him top 11 in the city.
Yep.
Cooper DeJean is going to be great. So is Matvei Michkov. Quinion Mitchell's
terrific.
Let
him be great first.
Devin had Michkov over Wheeler.
Yeah.
I mean, what are ridiculous. We talking about? Yeah. Clickbait Caney's what I call her.
Yeah, that's what we call her.
Elliot said the whole thing about Ace Bailey today.
He's ridiculous, too. So, yeah.
Speaking of which, Elliot asked if he could call while you were here. Elliot is on the phone.
He's welcome to.
Hi, Elliot.
What's up, Elliot?
It's funny. Before I got hired by WIP, in my whole life, I called into WIP 1 time, and it was for Jolly.
Really?
There you go.
Do you know what the argument was?
Well, I didn't make it on. I was on hold too long, and I hung up. But it would have been fun if not. So I'm happy to be on with you, Charlie.
So
it's nice to have you. But what could Ace Bailey do if Ace Bailey said, "I'm killing the entire front office and bombing City Hall"? Would that put him on your negative list at all?
Yeah, I mean, I would have to take that into consideration. I guess just where I'm different than it sounds like from a lot of people is, like, the pre-draft process, this is all just silly to me. He's clearly their best option at 3. I heard Spike's rant earlier. This draft's going to be a disaster for the Sixers if they trade down or if they don't take Ace.
Why?
Ace is their best option.
So let me ask you this, Elliot. If he slips to 8, is it a disaster for Charlotte and a disaster for Washington and a disaster for New Orleans? They're all just complete buffoons, and you happen to know that Ace Bailey is like the big star.
Ace is trying to become Shedeur Sanders' basketball version, it seems like.
Here's the thing about the agent thing, right?
Yep.
He's clearly getting bad advice. Now, if you want to fault him for listening, I could see that argument, but he's an 18-year-old kid. His client, his agent, I believe, has 1 client, and it's him. He's getting bad advice. I don't think that he's a bad kid. If you look at other reporting today, it said his teammates liked him. He was a good kid. He's goofy. I don't think he's a diva. I think he's getting bad advice. So, yes, it is not great he's not visiting the Sixers. I agree with you. But once he's on the team, the agent stuff goes away. I'm not even sure where the narrative is or whatever, the talking point is coming from, where he just wants to shoot the ball all the time. Like, that's not what I've seen.
If they trade down, let me give you 4 guys I would rather have. A trade down for assets. Give me Walter Clayton from Florida, Derek Queen from Maryland, Con Knipple from Duke, or John Ibroom, especially from Auburn. These guys are all going to be that Jalen Brunson type who are the 16th pick in the draft. They're all going to be terrific. Elliot, I don't think there's anybody in this draft, including Cooper Flagg, who are going to be generational. I think he's going to be really, really, really good. Not sure he's Batman on a championship team. Everybody else, throw him in a blender, see what you get.
So, look, I mean, if maybe you'll be right about those guys. Who knows? I just think with this draft, they need someone to save the team. They don't need someone that fits in with Joel. They don't need somebody that's going to be good next year. They need a star. Like, the window is closed. The Embiid-Paul George window is closed. So discussing them when making the selection, I think, is extremely concerning if the Sixers are taking them into consideration.
Well, you know what my problem with the Sixers is. It's not Embiid. It's not Paul George.
Well, and Spike said he cooked you on
I cooked you in that debate, unfortunately. But now my focus is on the guy who seems to know star potential better than the first seven general managers in the picking in the NBA draft
right.
this year. The fact is, I don't care if he visits or doesn't visit. The point is, he's not that good. Because if he was, they wouldn't care if he didn't visit. You know, they drafted Okafor didn't work out for the Sixers. They didn't care. They picked him anyway. If he was that good, they would just pick him. So
they haven't had the draft yet, and all indications are that they don't care. Everyone that I've heard has said they would still take him.
Yes,
so
of course they
might
still
not
take
care.
Him. They no,
might
they
not. Okay,
they don't care, but they're not going to take him because he's not that good.
Can you say
that definitively, or you don't think they're going to take him because you don't think he's good?
You can't say anything definitively about a draft, and that's the magic.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows. But my point to you is that like there are so many red flags on him as a player.
I don't know why it's only with Ace Bailey we point to his flaws.
There isn't. It's because lunatics like you paint him as something that he's not.
Ace Bailey was the number two recruit going into college. He's been the consensus number three pick all year. And now I'm the lunatic for being like, I'd take him at three. No one was talking about the dude from Duke. No one was real. I mean, Edgecombe was someone people were talking about, but he wasn't highly recruited as Ace Bailey was, right? So I'm the crazy one for being like, I'll take the guy that was supposed to be a star all along. But everyone else
who was good in high school, who couldn't get easy shots in college,
Elliot,
but somehow
potential is what you haven't done yet.
I agree. He's not a perfect player, but guess what? He can develop. No player is a perfect player. VJ Edgecombe, who I actually like more than I used to. He's not a good shooter.
Yes, he is a good shooter.
He didn't shoot good in college. So.
He's not a great shooter off the bounce. Well. He is a good catch and shoot shooter. He is.
So
and
is
he's
Ace
a good
Bailey.
Free throw shooter. But so, Ace Bailey has no desire to stand there.
How do you know that?
Elliot.
No, I'm serious. What's the reporting then?
There's been plenty of reporting that they are trying to get him to a place where he can be the primary option.
So that's not what I've seen. And if there's been something else, I thought it was about his usage and development. I haven't seen.
Well, what do you think usage is, Elliot?
It's about how he's going to be used. I agree. But
usage is how much he has the ball. Guys,
okay, he was at Rutgers last year with Dylan Harper, right?
Yeah. They didn't make the tournament.
They did.
No, hold on.
They were under 500.
Yep.
Right. But he played second fiddle to Dylan Harper there, right? So he has a history of being on a team with a great player. And for what it's worth, I'm happy if he comes to the Sixers and shoots a bunch. Who else is shooting? Embiid's not going to play. Paul George is cooked. Maybe McCain and Maxey are exciting players. I agree with you on that. But I think me and you are now aligned on that Maxey's not the guy. And McCain, as excited as I am about him, he played 20 games last year. He's coming off a torn ACL. The Sixers don't have
anybody. He did not tear his ACL. So,
whatever. He had a season. I apologize. Whatever the injury was.
Well,
the point I'm making is the
different.
Sixers don't have any. It is different.
Yeah.
But the Sixers don't have anybody that I think is worthy of, like, playing where Ace can't take the ball from him is
okay.
How I feel about it.
All right. Well, I think you're going to be wrong on that one.
I just think other than Cooper Flagg, you can throw a blanket over the next 28 guys. I don't see anything special about any of them.
All right, Elliot.
Exciting times.
Oh, there you go.
All right, Elliot. We love you, buddy.
All right, fun times. All right. Yeah, there he is.
Go Birds Podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
Jolly, not a bad list.
Yeah, you did good,
guys. Good list.
Let's do this every year. I mean, it's a blast. Everybody's got one idea, another idea. Some people go on resume. What's the dumbest? Not inclusion, in you guys' opinion, the dumbest inclusion on this list, whether it's where they had him or that they had him, from anybody anywhere.
So I think Michkov doesn't deserve to be. I know he's a flyer and that people want to get a flyer on there, but like, he was a rookie last year and there's so many great players.
He's a better player than he is right this second. Right.
And that's what Flyers people tell me.
Yeah, they're looking toward the future with Michkov. Yeah. It's hope a little bit. And I think like, I haven't seen any crazy inclusions. Michkov, I think there's so many good players who are already established that putting Mitchell, Quinion, and Cooper And Michkov on the list is unnecessary. You know, I think there are more established good players.
But there's no Garrett Stubbs on anybody's list, right?
No. We took this seriously. I'm already looking forward to next year.
Yeah.
If you had an early take on who you think's number one next year, who do you think it's going to be?
That's a really good question. You're going to hate me, Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Then we're all happy. Yep. Then we're all happy, except for Jack.
Plus 1,600 for MVP.
Yeah.
Plus 1,600, yeah.
Emotional Jolly. Hedge.
Jolly, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, guys. Been a blast. Okie City, I think, wins the title, but you got to love Indiana for what they've done.
Yeah, yep. They've been fun. They've
Jolly's
been fun.
Doing the text line, too.
Shout out TJ. Oh, yep. Jolly text line today?
Text line right after this.
Yep.
No.
And rolling.
We're making him work today.
Yeah.
Make me work a lot.
Seltzer joins us next, so we can fight with him about
you. Mean?
What do you mean? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Frisk.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.